Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Might have another addendum from my buddies in Idiot. Ohio University has fired their coach, Brian Smith, for cause today, saying Smith violated his contract by engaging in serious professional misconduct and participating in activities that reflect unfavorably upon the university. So the Ohio football team, they have fired their head coach. Right now, a special edition of the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I appreciate that. I'm kind of curious. There are a lot of coaches that wind up making these poor decisions.
Yeah.
Is that just because we are human and we will fall into these traps? We start thinking, hey, we're above everything else in the organization and nobody can touch us. Or, man, I've never experienced this kind of success before and I don't know how to handle
it. See, I think it's that and so many new things becoming available to you, whether it's money.
Drugs.
Whether it's drugs.
Women.
Or women.
Rock
yeah.
and roll.
Yes, I think all of those things.
Hip-hop.
I was going to say more the drugs,
boats.
Money, and women.
Okay. What about boats?
Yeah.
That falls under money,
does
I guess.
It, does it feel like it'd be inappropriate to get a boat?
Why?
I mean...
You never wanted a boat before?
Sure. I'm saying it doesn't feel inappropriate
oh, okay.
to get a boat.
But you know what boats lead to?
Hose.
No.
Oh.
The water.
Oh.
What are you doing, dude?
That's from Step Brothers.
I mean, I think that's going to happen eventually. Because you're on the boat, you're on the water.
Mm-hmm.
There's some other people not on the water. They're on the land, and they're looking at you, and they're like, I would like to ride. And you're like, that is a very tiny bikini.
You know how women are.
Okay,
you know what I mean,
PJ, not the time.
All right, Kevin, one thing before we get into the DAC appreciation segment. You said in your underdog ad, you can get it in a snap. How fast is a snap? Bam. That's
like
fast.
That.
How fast did you read the end of that, though?
Hey, I can read fast. Maybe not that fast, but it's pretty fast, right, Alec?
It's pretty quick.
Does it feel weird? Does it
yeah.
feel weird to hear you going that fast?
Yeah. I was like, no.
Now, I also do want to know of the Americans out there living in the world,
mm-hmm.
or not. Maybe you're not.
I can't wait to see where this goes.
Does it remind you of the Micro Machines commercials?
Yes. Or the Saved by the Bell teacher.
He was the same guy, right?
Yes.
Dude, those commercials were amazing. And then you saw him do it live on Nickelodeon. He was interviewed and he did it. I was like, yeah. What?
Wow. Do you think you would just talk that fast and people would be either too confused or totally didn't process what you said and they're like, oh yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, nobody's registering what you just did.
All right.
And Kevin, you've heard me.
Yeah.
There's no way I could talk that fast.
Yeah.
Even with all Bobby's Adderall
right now,
I couldn't do it. Bobby could say, hey, take the entire bottle of Adderall. And I would still be like, this is my voice and this is how I talk. Dak appreciation. Here's why I'm doing this today. And I think there are some Tolos out there that appreciate what Dak's done this season. And I think in an individual season, you can separate what he's done this year versus what he's done in previous years as well. But we asked, are you angry with the Cowboys to start Monday?
Right.
And I was angry about their effort in that game or the lack thereof or the outcome of the game. I was angry about it. I was resigned to the fact that this season is what it is. Somebody posted, I enjoy watching you people do the dance to avoid blaming Dak. First off, what do you mean by that? Then he said, dude is the most overrated player in NFL history.
Wow.
Now, I don't know why he's saying avoid blaming Dak.
Yeah.
This season's record, how many of the games would you blame on Dak?
Yeah, maybe. I was going to say maybe one, maybe not even one. But
dude,
also,
that's interesting because I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think not even one.
I also don't think that is realistic per our show.
I agree with that. And I think sometimes if a person on the station has an opinion,
it's all of our opinion.
Yeah, everybody feels that way. And I get that. It's difficult. This is why you need a Tolo.
That's right.
So that you can have a real good understanding of the best content the entire station has to offer.
Yes.
And then you can deliver that to your friends who don't Tolo and embarrass them in arguments.
Mm.
And then after you've embarrassed them thoroughly in arguments, they go, you know what? I should probably Tolo too.
Yeah.
Because if I Tolo, then I'll be not embarrassed next time there's an argument.
True.
So what I wanted to do, what I wanted, the conversation I really wanted to have was how he's done this year. He is number one in total yards at 3,931 yards.
How much, can I ask a quick question about that? Not to be difficult from the start. How much stock do you put in that stat specifically? Because I know people will point to, like, probably the last 2 weeks he tagged on, I don't know, 200 yards or whatever of just garbage time yards because the game was essentially over.
Yeah, and quarterbacks do that across the league.
I'm sure.
So you can say that, but the yards exist, and he's number one in it.
Okay.
He also, most of the time this year, he's thrown the ball 34-plus times. So the ball's in his hands a lot. So he's going to get a lot of yards. That's just the way that this offense is constructed. It's constructed for some big plays, too, with Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. And it's constructed to get the ball to those playmakers so they can go make a big play. His completion percentage is fifth.
Okay.
68.4 completion percentage. Obviously, you want that to be a little closer to 100% of the time. But
sure.
Nobody's done that yet.
Uh-huh.
Till Dak does it one day. Maybe. We'll see. Touchdowns. He's third.
Okay.
Now, he's at 26. Matthew Stafford's at what, 34, 35?
Yeah.
That's MVP season.
Yeah, he's
right
probably going to win the MVP.
When it comes to sacks, 15th fewest sacks this year.
Okay.
Middle of the pack. A lot of times what I hear is Dak needs to get rid of the ball. He's been sacked 24 times. There are plenty of other quarterbacks that have need to get rid of the ball more and faster. Dak's in the middle of the pack. I would like to see that number even reduced more. But how many of these conversations you're hearing from Jerry, Steven, and even your head coach are, we're not protecting him well enough?
Right. Although I will, you're right. I will say sometimes I am part of that group of throw the ball away because there's been instances where he's clearly seen the lanes where there's nothing there. And that's when I'm like, I don't need you to spin around. Like, you just throw the ball away, but I'm with you.
And the great quarterbacks have, right?
Yeah.
They know when to say that play is not going to work. Screw it. We'll get it on the next play instead of potentially losing 10 yards.
Yeah.
And I'm totally with you. I'm just saying, It isn't as much as you think.
No, I got you.
It's just the ones that you know. That you're like, man, I recognize that, and it stuck with me because you should have gotten rid of it on that one.
Yep.
But it's not as much as you think. QBR second, which is
that's a big deal.
72.8.
Wow. Is he really?
Yeah.
That is impressive.
His rating is 10th at a 99.1. And again, had to throw the ball 34-plus times per game.
Yeah.
Which is early in his career, we were like, we don't want that. We don't even want him throwing 30. We were like, you would be in like a 25 range. And now we're just like, no, give him the ball as often as possible. Here's the thing, though, when it comes to this season specifically, his defensive rankings. Yards, fourth worst.
Oof.
Points, second worst. Points. So Dak's scoring 29. Their scoring offense is 29.1 points per game.
Okay.
Scoring defense is 30 points a game.
That's
1 point less.
Stupid.
You are giving yourself, you are giving your team every single opportunity to win football games, and your defense consistently says, we don't want to.
And I don't know. I've heard some differing opinions about this, and I'll be fair. I didn't go research it myself. But they are going to be part of a small group of teams in the history of football that have scored 29 points a game and given up 29-plus points a game, which is not a good thing.
Yeah. And so I went back to look, Kevin, because last year was bad. Offensively, you weren't great. You were 21st in points. You were 31st in points last year on defense. You're 31st in points on defense this year. So I wanted to see, okay, Tony. Everybody always goes back, well, Tony Romo never had a good defense either. He was never 31st in defense.
Yeah, what did his look like?
There were some bad ones.
But not at the bottom
of
the list.
Let's roll here. His first year, 20th. That he actually like was the quarterback.
Yeah.
Next year, 13th. Next year, 20th. Second.
Oh.
The next year was 31st, but that was a John Kitna season.
Mm.
And then the next year, 16, 24, 26, 15, 16. And then all of a sudden, Dak Prescott takes over in your defenses. You're in top five a lot of times.
Do you think it's because everybody in the history of Cowboys fandom remembers that 51-48 loss to the Broncos? And like they just kind of project that 51 onto every single thing. It's like, Tony Romo scored 48 points. And they did. And they should have won that game. But not every game was exactly like that.
Tony Romo is pretty much at this point considered your all-time leading passer in a lot of categories, right? Like he set the standard because A, Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman didn't play in that era. I really don't know if Troy would have had the same numbers as, like, you go back and look at the interception to touchdown ratio and you're like, dang, Troy threw a lot of interceptions. Again, he threw a lot of interceptions on real third down like passes. Everybody knew he's throwing on third down because you just ran on first and second down so effectively. So, but you go to Tony Romo's numbers, and he played how many games, Kevin? 156.
Okay.
Dak's at 136.
So we're closing in about a season away.
Dak has surpassed him as the yards leader. Dak is 7 touchdowns behind him.
Oh.
He's at 239.
So he should Romo's at 248. Smoke that mark in the next 20 games.
The rating for Tony Romo, 97.1.
Okay. Gross.
We're a bad number. And then the rating for Dak Prescott, 98.2.
Okay.
And now QBR, Kevin, unfortunately, Pro Football Reference does not take that number.
That's the number I really need.
I know. That's the one you wanted. Interceptions-wise, Romo was at 117. Dak's at 92.
Okay, so he has a significantly better touchdown to interception ratio as well.
Yeah, so like I know people still hang on about how great Tony Romo was. And I'm trying to figure out why exactly you hate Dak Prescott. Why you want to say that he's the most overrated in NFL history. Why you think that he can't get you there. Right now I'm watching a quarterback play some of his best football.
Yeah.
I think we can say there have been times where he's had better seasons. But watching him this year,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Felt like I'm watching a quarterback that sees the game better than he's ever seen it before and understands what he's trying to accomplish better than he's ever felt before. And I'm just kind of curious what it is you hate about Tony Romo. You.
Me?
Yeah, you specifically.
I don't hate Tony Romo.
By the way,
Romo.
Speaking of, Dak Prescott.
You meant Dak Prescott. Yeah. I was going to say, why does that get put on me? So a couple of reasons. I think people love hyperbole. Second of all, it's that Dak is the highest paid player in the NFL. I don't think Romo ever was. I know he was right near the top multiple years, but I don't think he ever was. And so that bothers him. And then other people become more nostalgic for things once they're further in the past. Like, look at the Star Wars prequels. I know that's a weird comparison to the Cowboys quarterbacks. I feel like people hated them when they came out. Now when the sequels came out from Disney, they're like, oh, man, those prequels, they were badass. And so, like, I just feel like the further away maybe you get from something, you're a little kinder to it.
So when it comes to the dude that was like, you guys doing everything you can to not blame Dak. This season is not a Dak blame season by any means.
I agree with
that.
Now,
you can blame him for certain games. There have been plenty of playoff games that I blamed him for. San Francisco, both times. Dude, show up faster. You got to beat Jimmy Garoppolo. There have been plenty of times where I've been like, he needed to play better that day. But this season, I don't know that I can blame Dak Prescott for the season. I put it on one thing specifically. Actually, about three. One, the front office didn't do a good enough job giving the talent to the defensive coordinator. The defensive coordinator hadn't done a good enough job of communicating how this defense is supposed to be run, and then entirely this defense has been inept.
Right.
And the offense has done everything that it can. And in games that the defense, like, in games that the offense is fluttered or not done good enough, I still blame the defense. Because they didn't do good enough either on all that. And a lot of those times your head coach, who's the offensive coordinator, had to leave the room so he could go help the defensive coordinator get this thing figured out.
Right.
I just don't think it's blame Dak this year.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. In the past, I absolutely get it, whether it's marquee regular season matchups, whether it's certain playoff matchups. And that was a knock against Romo as well. I think the knocks against both of them are remarkably similar. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, scouting the Chargers. We'll do that right here in The Fan.
McConkey in motion on third and two. Herbert looking to run. Buying time now. Throws. Caught. Touchdown. Ladd McConkey.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And we've made the hot tag to Zach Wolchuk, who is now coming in to relieve Corey Majors, who, as we've talked about during the show, maybe doesn't feel so great.
Corey Majors.
I'm glad that you were able to come in and help out.
Oh, man, it's my pleasure. Some of your audience might not be excited about this, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, one person in particular.
We're going to just, you know, power through, and I'm happy to do the best that I can here. I hope Corey feels better.
And then we'll see. We may or may not hear from Wolchuk and Eric Chiafalo tomorrow for the great Christmas movie bracket of 2025. The bracket is set, and Eric Chiafalo will be sad when he finds out that Four Christmases did not make the cut this year around. Oh, no.
No, don't come in here.
Yeah,
this is my time.
We were going to talk about the Chargers.
He's so upset he loves that movie.
This is 2 years in a row, isn't it?
No. We made it last year.
It was in there last year, and there's another person who's upset that Just Friends didn't make the cut. I will point out.
I always forget about Just Friends.
It's a good one.
I don't consider it a Christmas movie, but it is.
It is.
Made the cut last year. And am I sad that nobody voted for Batman Returns? Yes. Yes, I am. Ooh. But much like there's like four new playoff teams every year, there's new teams in the bracket. The Holiday, the Charlie Brown Christmas, and Gremlins are all new entrants.
The Holiday made it.
Dude, with Jack Black?
Yes.
Yeah, and Cameron Diaz and Jude Law.
I can tell you, only one gender voted for that movie. And
hey, they're going to get my vote. That's a good rom-com, man.
And the three that dropped out were The Christmas Chronicles, Four Christmases, and Just Friends. So the bracket is set, ready to go. We have a new number one seed. It's going to be intense tomorrow.
I'm excited.
12:20.
So can't wait.
12:20. That's what time you need us?
That would be great.
All right. Set your alarm. Make sure you give me a reminder.
I'll try and be there on time.
Thanks,
okay. I'd appreciate it. If not, we'll jump you in for the quarterfinals.
Oh, no.
All right. So let's scout the Chargers. And I want to start with this if we can, because we've talked about how the Cowboys season is essentially, if not totally mathematically, done. For the Chargers, they have four different scenarios which would put them in the playoffs this weekend. Beat the Cowboys and the Texans, lose or tie against the Raiders. Well, maybe we cross that one off the list.
Probably not going to happen.
All right. The Chargers beat the Cowboys and the Colts lose to the 49ers.
I could see that.
I could most definitely see that happen. Or if the Colts tie the 49ers, that would also put them in. So two viable scenarios. The Chargers tie with the Cowboys, and the Texans lose to the Raiders, and the Colts tie the 49ers. That doesn't feel very likely, so I think we'll stick with, if the Chargers beat the Cowboys, they're in with a Colts tie or loss to the 49ers. That feels like a reasonable outcome. All right. And the Chargers are coming into this game with a lot of steam, because it doesn't always look good, but they get the job done. The Chargers just completed their first sweep of the Chiefs in 12 years.
Wow.
Now, that game was ugly as hell. It had 8 punts, 3 turnovers, 14 combined penalties. So I'm not here to argue about the aesthetic nature of the win, but the point is they won, and they're on a 3-game winning streak right now, including back-to-back wins over last year's Super Bowl team. So that's what I'll start with, Wolchuk. And I don't know if this is how you felt, whether it's watching this past game against the Chiefs or watching the Chargers this season. It doesn't usually look great, but they get the job done.
Yeah, it's kind of the Harbaugh team, right? Like, they've taken over the personality of Harbaugh. It's similar to kind of watching his teams at Michigan. Like,
they're just going
to find a way to grind it out. They're going to play pretty good defense. They're fundamentally well coached. They obviously want to run the football. The bummer for them is they thought they had the offensive line figured out. Like, Harbaugh gets there. What's he do? He takes Joe Alt. He's been one of the best offensive tackles in football. He's been in and out of the lineup, and he's out and hurt now. Obviously, they end up, you know, losing their right tackle
Slater,
as well with Rashawn Slater, who they just paid a giant contract to. Then his backup, Trey Pipkins, gets hurt, and he's out of the lineup. Mekhi Becton, I don't think, has been that great of a free agent signing for them after coming over from Philadelphia. So they have tried, but unfortunately, in true Charger fashion, and I think this goes back to, like, the Phillip Rivers days with Norv Turner coaching them.
Yeah.
They always seem like they're plagued by the injury bug.
Yeah, I know. I feel like the Chargers and maybe the Vikings this year have really, and there's other teams as well, have really been gutted by offensive line injuries. All right. Justin Herbert. Mm-hmm. He's the man who has to deal with these offensive line injuries, and you've seen how problematic that can be, from breaking his thumb to ripping a hole in his arm that they said it took like five different bandaging, is what I'm going to go with.
Bandaging?
Yeah, bandaging, to be able to make that continue to go. Justin Herbert, I think, is emblematic of the rest of this team.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good, but it gets the job done. So let's go step by step with this.
Step by step, day by day.
All right, stop that. But thank you for singing that. Justin Herbert, he has four straight games with an interception.
Yeah.
That is his longest streak in 3 years.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah. Did you know that he threw the fewest interceptions in the NFL last year? Four full-time starting quarterbacks. This year, he's already thrown 12, which is the second highest of his career. All right, so we're going to start stacking up potentially negative things, and then we'll round out to the whole reason that the Chargers are still playing for something. Justin Herbert, he has been sacked. You just talked about that difficult offensive line. 11 times in the last two games. This is the most shocking Chargers stat I can present to you. That ties the most for him in any two-game span of his career, tying with a few weeks ago when it happened in Week 9 and 10.
Wow.
So I don't want to make it sound like they have really risen up beyond these offensive line injuries, because they most certainly have not. And I think Justin Herbert, off the record, would agree with that. And let's just look at this last game. He faced the blitz on 19 of his 34 dropbacks, the second highest blitz rate he has faced this season. So my question for you, Mr. Wolchuk, Cowboys have been really good at blitzing a lot in the first six plays of a game.
Yeah, right.
And then they decide, not for me. In an obvious seeming advantage, would you blitz the quarterback that has a banged up offensive line and has paid the price for it?
Is that a serious question?
Yes.
Yeah, of course I would, Hagee.
Well, the reason why it's a serious question is our DC doesn't seem to agree.
Damn
right. So I thought maybe I'm the crazy one.
No, he's the crazy one, and I can't say that he's going to do it, but he absolutely should. If you watch what N'Kobe Dean was able to do on Monday night, which I think we all did, he was harassing Justin Herbert, and they can't pass protect. Their backs are not very good. So if you find a way to exploit a Marion Hampton or Kamani Vidal, who's undersized, so is Hassan Haskins, you should be able to win those battles. And to me, you did at least see DeMar being overshown early in the game blitz once. Just
okay.
Once. And supposedly he's fully on a leash now. Okay?
And so that was the case in the last game, too, but he's been underwhelming.
He has been underwhelming. I'd like to think every week he's going to start to get a little bit better, trust that knee a little bit. I think that this is something where, you know, we probably underestimated, and we should always go into this thinking a guy coming off of a catastrophic knee injury, especially the second one in how many years?
Yeah. Same with Revel. I know it's not exactly
same scenario,
but
like there's going to be a little bit of, okay, growing pains here. You got to get back to the same type of player you were before. So I'm hoping next year, you know, we get back to the DeMarvian Overshown we all knew and loved. But at least the fact that he's playing was still an upgrade over what you had.
Absolutely.
Right? So Maris Leafau, DeMarvian Overshown, those should be your blitzers. Maybe Donovan Wilson. You know, I think Donovan Wilson is one of these guys, kind of like how Dan Quinn used Marquise Bell. that might be the best way to utilize his skill set.
Okay, can I ask you about one more player then? Because we were talking about, I know the rotation would be difficult here. Do you want to see Shamar James in there at all for some blitzing?
Oh, I absolutely would. And Shamar James is a good blitzer. If you from watching him at Florida, I thought that was one of his best traits.
So whenever we're talking about, like, if you want to call it organic tanking or whatever, and I know Jerry said that's not going to happen. I know Shoddy was just like, we want to win games. But I don't necessarily even think it's organic tanking to be like, well, you know what, Kenneth Murray, you never see the field again. So Logan Wilson, you get a lot of those snaps, right, but you don't get all of those snaps, and you can shuffle it up with James and Leafau as well.
Yeah, well, and especially going into next year, Marist, I think, is a backup linebacker and a really good special teams player.
That's,
I kind of think that's what he is. But Overshown and James could start for you next year. I mean, Overshown, I think, is a guy that is going to start for you. Shamar James, I think, has shown you enough flashes that going into next year, when you're looking at, like, how many of these guys are really in our plans as starting players, James could be one of those guys. So I think first round, they should take a linebacker. And this is a draft that I think actually warrants taking a linebacker in the first round based on the talent that's there from what I've watched so far.
Now think about what we set up. Justin Herbert, longest interception streak since 2022. He's already got the second most interceptions of his career. Been sacked 11 times in the last two games. Justin Herbert has been sacked 4+ times in 6 games this season. Now, the whole reason I bring all of that up is in those games, they're 5-1. So you think about usually sacks, turnovers, exposed offensive line. These all feel really high up on the list of ways that you lose game. And that is the beauty of the Chargers this year. It doesn't always look pretty. In fact, a lot of times it looks gross. But they win the game. Mm-hmm. And obviously, all of us Cowboys fans are jealous of that.
You play to win the game.
Exactly. And I have to admit, I really admire that level of grit and determination from the Chargers to figure out a way to win these games in which it seems like thing after thing after thing is against them.
Right.
So.
Yeah, they're one of these teams that, and I said this yesterday on our show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
They find ways to keep the opposition in the football game.
They do.
And that's also one of the reasons why I've looked at Justin Herbert and thought, I think that he has been one of the more overrated quarterbacks since he's been in the league.
No argument.
I don't know that what he's really done to earn the reputation of always being in this top five quarterback discussion.
He looks like he should be the best quarterback.
Because physically, he's got all the intangibles. He's mobile. He can run around. He's got a cannon for an arm. He's got the height. You know, he's what you look at if you're building a quarterback. But the bottom line is he's failed in the postseason, and I think oftentimes he's been very inconsistent with his play, and he turns the ball over a ton, which is, to your point, exactly how teams are able to stay in game. So I'm worried about what they're able to present defensively. You had, and I think Shoddy was also talking about this, you know, the variance of people who have been able to get interceptions in their secondary. I mean, they
have five different players with multiple forced turnovers.
And it's not always household names. Like, everyone knows who Derwin James is, right? But Cam Hart is a guy that's been solid.
Yeah.
It's their defense is stout. And Deion Henley is probably one of the best linebackers in football that nobody talks about. We loved him coming out of the draft on the draft show. He's been an absolute star for them. So can we
stop on Henley for just a second? Because Henley was the person who was just all over Kareem Hunt for that Mahomes pick. And so I did want to take a chance to go ahead and shout him out. And then the other one, Derwin James, had the interception that ended up sealing the win. But Henley had, man, he was all over Kareem Hunt for that.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Washington State, I thought he was the best linebacker in his draft class 2 years ago. And it's not a surprise that he's going out there and doing what he's doing. But and that's the calling card of Harbaugh teams, even going back to the 49ers.
Yeah.
They are going, it's going to be a grinded out process. They're going to hopefully not beat themselves. And if you're not able to force Justin Herbert to turn the football over, which, let's be real, do we think the Cowboys defense is going to be able to do that? They'll probably find a way to outlast you at the end of the game.
Okay, so speaking of potentially the end of the game, I don't know how much of a draw this usually is for people. Do y'all feel like this is a battle of the best two kickers in the league?
Man, I didn't realize how good Cameron Dicker had been.
Oh, Dicker the kicker's badass, man.
They put up the graphic, what was it, Monday night, a week ago, yesterday? Or what is today, Wednesday?
Yes.
Gosh, all these days are blowing together,
right,
bro. The lack of sleep, it's really starting to get to me.
I mean, Cameron Dicker, I can help you out here. He has the highest percentage of field goals made in NFL history.
Crazy.
But one of the knocks has been he doesn't have a lot of long kicks, which is a weird knock against a kicker because it just means your team is better at advancing the ball down the field. Whereas Brandon Aubrey, last week notwithstanding, has been the greatest long-distance kicker in the history of football. So you can make a really strong argument. These are the two dudes.
Yeah, they are. And I don't know
if that's a draw for people.
Does it make you feel that it's another Texas kicker? I mean, it was Justin Tucker, the Tugger himself.
Yeah.
And then now you've got Cameron Dicker, and they've been leading the league when it comes to what field goal made percentage.
I have no beef with Cameron Dicker. I really dislike Justin Tucker because he was responsible for that kick at the end of the last Texas and Texas A&M game before they stopped playing, and Texas A&M still can't win that game. But you know what? Maybe next year.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up.
Is our year. No, but I know.
Next year's our year. You sound like a Cowboy fan.
No, to beat Texas, this year is still our year for the Aggies. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a realistic A&M fan, so we'll see. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you very much for jumping in. Coming up next, we will chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where we have a lot of potential options. You can go sports, McDonald's, puzzles to start, as courtesy of D&M Leasing, we chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today, and do you have a vote?
Amazing, Higgy. Do I have a vote on what?
What topic you want to start with?
What were the options again?
Oh, my goodness gracious. It's like Corey's still here.
What'd you just say?
You
sports,
Wendy's,
McDonald's, or puzzles? Because I do have a puzzle conversation I would like to have with you guys.
I'm always up for a good puzzle conversation.
All right. What is the optimum number of pieces in a puzzle that you like to put together? And also, because I didn't know about this until I went to Germany, are you familiar with the Advent puzzle?
No, I don't know the Advent puzzle. I would say around 2,500, you know, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay.
Not too much, but not too easy. I want to spend about a week or two, you know, on this. I think my biggest issue is puzzles. that have similar pieces
yes.
that kind of fit one another.
Yeah.
And you're spending the entire time looking for this piece and you're like, oh, 3 days ago I put that in over here and now everything yeah. is making more sense. But I don't need like close fits,
right.
you know, especially if they have similar colors.
I would
think their computers could handle that by now.
You would think that. Yeah. I don't know if you've ever tried this, and it's a delicate balance. If you look at the back of the puzzle, it will usually give you a really good look as if I got the perfect piece or not, because you can see that like glimmer of daylight, and you're like, okay. ooh, that's the wrong
piece. I'm going to add that to the toolkit. I got big holiday puzzle plans.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So one of the reasons that we brought this up is when we went to Germany in August, there was like this world famous Christmas shop, and it was like, oh, you got to go to the Christmas shop, got to go to the Christmas shop. And it's in August, so I was like, all right, we'll be like us and three other people will be there. That place was packed. It was three stories. There were, like, you could barely move through the shop at times. One of the things we bought was an Advent puzzle. So it's 1,000 pieces, and it's broken up into every single day. And you build, like, sections of the puzzle. So each day we open a box, and it's got, like, 40 pieces in it. And then you can attack a section of the puzzle. We, of course, have already fallen behind. So if you wanted to attack several portions of the puzzle. But I don't know if you'd ever heard of that, because that kind of blew my mind. And it's kind of awesome.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun holiday tradition.
Yeah.
A different spin on the...
I hear what you're saying. Yeah. So if I go back to Germany, get an Advent puzzle.
I would be down with
Gavin
that.
Gavin Dawson.
Yeah, that would be fun.
All right.
No, no, I'm not a holiday gift hinter.
Okay.
No.
You just cut right to the chase.
Yeah.
What do we do with the puzzle when it's done?
Frame it.
Oh, we have frame it team?
Yeah, you can. You can take it down, do it again.
Okay, you didn't sound like you're a frame it team. You sound like you're very much look at it for about 2-3 minutes, and then hope your daughter comes in and rips it apart.
I'm more of an idea guy than an execution guy when it comes to those kind of things.
Yeah.
So I think
like
I have
to me, you were too interested in making a wall piece out of it.
Well, what you detected was regret, because I'd planned to a couple of times, and then, you know, we had it like glued on a giant piece of cardboard with the idea to frame it, and then it got lost. Actually, Abby asked me a couple of days ago. She was like, hey, where were those puzzles we planned to frame? And I was like, that's a good question.
Yeah.
So my wife, when we were still dating, she thought I was a weirdo for that suggestion. She was like, what? Nobody frames a puzzle, because we had like framed puzzles around. And luckily, she's talked to her friends and she goes, have you ever heard of framing a puzzle? And most of them were like, sure, people do that, because she thought I was a crazy
Is there an
person.
Actual business
sure.
for that?
Probably,
I can
right?
see myself messing up the glue aspect of it.
Mm.
I bet you if you go to a frame shop, they'd do it for you.
Yeah.
How do we carry it there?
They I would say if you carry it on like just a board, because they have puzzle glue where they give you like a little flattener that you can do on it as well, that makes it kind of easier.
I figured you could like use some kind of spray enamel on it, maybe keep it together.
Maybe they do. Glue. They probably should. That sounds... Now I feel kind of like a chump for buying puzzle glue and spreading it out like a fool.
Yeah. A little lame of you.
You got some left-handed scissors, safety scissors, too, you're working with over there?
Yeah, I probably should. All right. Anything sportsy I want to talk about before we move on to McDonald's or continue to discuss puzzles?
What are sports?
What's that?
What are the sports options?
Whatever.
Okay.
I don't actually have
really
a sports.
Really great job prepping for this one.
I love football. I don't have a sports agenda because I liked the other throwout about the McDonald's.
Okay, you
want to
talk
lunch.
McDonald's.
Yeah. yeah.
Just direct us where you want
to
go.
Let's get to the Happy Meals.
All right. How many chicken nuggets is either A, too many, and B, that you could take down?
Well, there are no too many.
Oh.
I mean, I think for like a standard order, if you're an adult and like, I think 20 nuggets is probably like the line.
Okay.
You know, where it's like, okay, that's, I'm not like totally judging you. If you're going more than 20, then I'm like, okay, what's going on? You know, I'm here for it.
Do you look to see how many people are in the car?
This guy.
Like they ordered 320 pieces and you're like, oh, that buddy's alone,
man.
Got a lot
going on.
Yeah.
Or you're just like me, like whenever I was younger, like in high school or whatever, when they had the 50 McNugget deals.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, okay, like we're having fun here and we're young and we can
see how many you can eat.
Yeah. Let's just have fun with it.
I kind of feel like that party platter since we're in the holiday season for that Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
That thing is you never know how many you've really eaten. Because you're kind of hovering over it.
Yeah. yeah.
And do you not keep track on purpose?
You don't.
Yeah,
I
don't.
Well, I don't know if it's keep track on purpose or you're just so damn happy that they're there. I kind of find that's one of those things where you said, oh, you had 40 of them. I wouldn't be surprised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if I sat there and ate 40 of those party platter, are they nuggets?
Yeah, they're nuggets.
Yeah, they're nuggets. Best nuggets or chicken?
Well, I'll tell you, I think they're damn good, whatever they are.
I agree. I'm biased. I think they're the best nuggets, yeah.
They feel like the realest version of, like, actual chicken.
Okay.
You know? Like, yeah. Because I've read that generally nuggets are only, like, probably 40% meat, and the rest is just, like,
did you know that in the store, if you ever see, like, nuggets with a Z, it's not a marketing thing. It's because they have not met the federal minimum requirements to call them nuggets.
And I think
actually spell it.
I think the requirement's only, like, 40% meat.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So if you ever see that, just know it's because.
That's why that Z's next to the Cowboys' defense. Oh, it's like 40% of a real defense. Yeah.
Man.
And that's why I can't eat many of them. Like, the flavor's good, but after three or four, maybe, I'm just like, this isn't that. No, there's guilt and disgust building up.
Yeah, yeah. Now,
wait, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What's the most guilt and disgust thing you eat, but you still go ahead and eat it? Dawson, is it those donut holes?
It probably is the donuts. The powdered donuts.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or Oreos, you know. But at this age, I can feel their impact on my digestive system. You know?
See, and to me, it's not a specific food as much of it is a you ate not a single serve thing. Or like a family size thing, just yourself.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know what the specific food has to be, but I'm like, ooh.
That was supposed to feed like four.
I feel
like,
judged.
Oh my gosh, I just killed a large pizza.
Yeah.
Oopsies.
I think eating a whole pizza is probably the one where you go,
I could see that.
Wow, that was, what did I just do?
Right. It's amazing in the moment.
You didn't stop. You just kept going.
But at least with the pizza places, you're right. At least they don't put how many people it should feed. Like on Wingstop, they're like, this should feed 4 to 5 people. And I'm like, hey, you shut up. This is for me and my wife.
Yeah, this is for me to decide.
Yeah, exactly. And so at least with pizza, I appreciate they're like, hey, fat ass, we know you're going to eat this whole thing. So they don't put anything on there.
Yeah, they don't shame you that way. I think the chips are the one for me. Like I'll open a fresh bag.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, what's supposed to be like a family size or like, you know, like a large size of chips.
Can you take the whole bag down? Oh, no problem.
Like no problem. No, I have to literally throw like, honey, get these away from me. Like I have to say that because if they're just sitting with me and it's a movie or a football game, they're gone, dude. They're gone. And now it's the ice cream sandwiches too.
Yes. Can you eat a whole box of
take advantage of me?
Like a box of six, can you just punish them all at once?
With the ice cream sandwiches?
Yeah.
Yeah. They get better with each bite. Like the ice cream sandwich.
Plus shrinkflation with the chips and the ice cream sandwiches. They're a little tiny bit smaller.
That's true. That's true.
So you should feel like that little bit less guilty.
Yeah, like these aren't even regulation size.
Exactly. Yeah, man. Do you think, you know, when people are like, you'd be amazed to see an offensive lineman back in the day. Do you think if we took a bag of family size chips back to the 80s, they'd be like, what kind of crap is this?
What is this?
This is ridiculous.
It's supposed to be like the 50 cent bag.
Yeah, exactly. What do you, man, I love that crosstalk. I'm glad you guys didn't pick sports. Mm. Especially because I wasn't ready for it. What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, thanks for asking, Heggy. We're diving into the college football playoff. We'll have Voice of the Aggies, Andrew Monaco, coming up at 4
Love
o'clock.
It.
And Danny Cannell at 6.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I like it. Ooh, college football centric. Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Goodnight, Kevin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.